So just a small reminder, our practice is the practice of opening a bigger mind, a bigger heart, which is not only in a meditation that we're doing here right now, or in the morning in our house. But it has to be part of our life. And if you ask, what is it? For example, the small example I gave last night, sitting in a traffic puck on the road, frustrated, pissed off with things, with ourselves, with this world, what would switch that moment from being a painful, stressed, unpleasant, conditioned, controlled moment to a moment which is opening mind and heart? And in one sense, it's the practice we're doing here. It allows other possibilities, not the track of conditioned tayas automati. So in the retreat, we've been going through a process, a journey, kindness to ourselves, kindness to our lived body, which is always going with awareness. We can't be kind if we're not there. And then moving out to the benefactor, someone that we maybe find it natural, the gayes, to recruit the heart. And so it's experiences that we might find easier. Moving to a friend in need. That we might find easier because we may find ourselves touched by a friend in need, which is kind of a direct line. To our good heart, to our kind eyes, in Naim Tovot. And this morning, moving to the stranger, which is an important step, because it really does begin to open, expand the limits of our kind heart. And now I want to suggest that we go one more step on the journey. And not only include strangers that we imagine, but include us here. Which then becomes a bit more like our daily life experience. So we're walking outside on the path and someone coming towards us, and we radiate, mashader, we offer them our heart. May you be happy and peaceful. May you live with ease. may you be safe. Not because we want to manipulate reality, but because we want our heart to talk like that. Whenever we meet a stranger in the road, in the supermarket, so, in this session, we're moving towards opening it out not only to the stranger, but to the stranger that turns up. Not the one that we imagine in our mind, but the stranger that turns up in our life, just like ordinary life. And then it can begin to include the dog and the cat that turn up in our life. And I was saying before, we really have a choice. Underneath, we have a choice to relate to beings that we meet, visitors that arrive in our consciousness, someone that we meet in the street, on the bus, with distance, with concern, with fear, with anxiety, or with metta, with kindness and compassion. And that choice is with us all the time, and it's similar to the choice of being non-aware and non-mindful and being mindful. Have you been hearing me at the back? Okay. So I'll talk you through a meditation now. Kind of a little bit following the track of this retreat up to now. Starting with the sense of coming home, of taking refuge. Of feeling this good feeling of coming back to our lived being, our aliveness. Joining ourselves again. And it brings us to presence, nochochut. And presence is, as it says in the Satipatthana Sutta, presence is inside and outside. We're here, but we're not in a box. Our senses are open, chushim, and meet the world. We're sitting on a cushion, we're listening to sound, we're touching, we're knowing the world around. So presence inside and outside. We begin to get close, especially to bodily life. Maybe the breathing. And in this getting close, there is already a kindness, there is already intimacy. There is an embrace, a chibuk. And we can connect with the flow of feelings, tchushot. What is our heart telling us now? Which can be quite subtle, it can be gentle. Sense of being okay, a sense of resistance, a sense of preference, adifuyot, something that we like, something we don't like, and the heart knows it. We can be aware of what is calling our attention right now. Maybe something in bodily life is calling us. And we turn towards it with attention and care. And friendliness. We're together with this experience. We send softness and kindness to this experience, as if it's a moment of healing. We accept this experience that's calling us. We accept it, we allow it to be what it is, and we offer it our kindness. And at this point, you can choose to use the phrases, the ones that work for you. It can be feelings, so we're using kindness or metta to change the track of the heart, the stream of heart music, if you like, to change the music of the heart. As we're sitting in the traffic, in the traffic jam on the road, and we have frustration or irritation or anger, it's in the heart. But a moment of metta changes that heart language. So it can be in the body, it can be in the heart. And metta softens it, changes it, switches it to a more helpful place. It can be the mind. And here we need to see the mind. To know what the mind is saying, to know the language of the mind. So again, a moment of being a fair witness, Edogen, a witness that just knows what's going on, like watching the movie. And then, because we know the thought, we can send kindness to this thought, softness. We're not against this thought, these thoughts. They are also our life. In a way, they run things. And there may be difficult thoughts, but like a crying child, our inner child, we give them a hug, chibuk, these thoughts that pass by. I hear you, I see you, I love you. And up to now, all of this practice has been with ourself, and not ourself as a theory, but ourself as an experience in the moment. And now we can bring to mind benefactor, maitiv, in a way it's like a thought, but a thought that has meaning for us, that we are actually creating, imagining. And offer this person our appreciation, our kindness, our gratitude. We want this person to be happy and well. We value this person. Allow our heart to feel that. If we use the phrases, also small gaps where we just feel what the phrase is doing, how the phrase is making a change in our citta, heart, mind. And then bring to mind a friend, And offer this friend your kind metta, your kindness. And if it is easier, maybe a friend who needs you, or a friend who's going through a difficult time. And then the metta will have the color of compassion. And you may, if you want to, you may change the phrase. And offering kindness to a friend or a friend in need is not about forcing, assuming that there will be a change because of your metta, measuring if it works, it doesn't work. It's not that direction. The direction is opening the heart to our friend or our friend in need. What happens actually in the world is bigger than us. And let's bring to mind a stranger now. Just someone that you met working in the shop, passing by in the street. Someone with no special connection to you, personal connection. But it's an important way in which we can build. It's like the shrir, the power of the heart to include the stranger, include the other. And we can do this now, bring a person to mind that we don't know specially, and just direct the same phrases and the same feelings. And it helps us to know that this stranger is like us. This stranger also wants to be happy. This stranger also has a life, maybe a difficult life, that we don't know. And we can imagine going, for example, into the supermarket and the woman there who's working. All day. And as she's taking your shopping and putting it through the machine, in your heart, may you be happy. Whatever your phrase is, or whatever your feeling is for her. Projecting metta. And now we can project our metta to somebody here in the room. Somebody that's sitting here that we don't know specially, or we don't have a special connection with. And just bring them to mind simply, and offer them your metta, your friendship, your wishes, your blessing. And at any time that we feel disconnected from the practice, or we feel we can't keep the track of practice, we're just back to our self, to our body-mind, to the language of the heart, the language of the body, the language of the mind. Giving ourselves the gift of kindness.
Thank you.